It's Monday, May the 11th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Full house tonight. Yeah, yeah.
What did I miss last week?
Oh, actually, you know what? Yeah, before we get the show started, we got to get your take on the Avengers.
It was sick. I saw it twice.
I saw it twice, too.
But the number one thing that made me laugh in the theater, and my little brother, was that the number one person in the playtime, which is like the game that you can play as
the time play
before the movie starts, was Vincent. And we turned around, and of course he's already ready to point at us. He's like,
Did you not know where he was?
No, we saw him. Like, we walked in with him, and like his score was like miles
above. Yo, we figured this out, man.
No, it's not even funny because half the questions were the same one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this motherfucking cheater. I look back, and he's like, oh, I love it.
He's a big fish in a small pond.
What did you win?
The Saga crowd was too hot.
You won tickets to Mad Max?
Yeah, I think so.
That's weird.
Did you get two tickets? I want to see that movie.
No, it's just one.
I didn't realize that, what's his face? Was it that Tom Hardy or whatever? Yeah. That he's Mad Max.
Yes.
Max.
Yes, he's also mad.
He is.
Yeah, so that's it? You just liked it? Just say it? Nothing else you want to say about it?
No, just... Because
we went on for like half an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought it was really good. The only thing that made me a little bit cringe was that the brother and sister pair, they could have done without the accents. I mean, just make them not have
it
the accent.
It wasn't thick enough, you know?
Or they could have just not had it. There's a lot of cool setups in this movie. Did you guys see the guy who got his hand cut off? Apparently he is the...
Claw?
The Claw in the Black Panther movie. Did you already mention that, I guess?
I didn't mention it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so in the Black Panther movie, I believe he changes his hand, like, into different, like, things, so.
Yes.
Yeah, so apparently that's gonna happen. But yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. Man, how could I forget? Chris Evans was, like, so hot in this movie. He's always wearing Under Armour, no matter what he's doing.
No matter what he's doing.
Chopping wood, Under Armour.
I just saw a tweet. It was The Avengers Age of Under Armour.
Yeah, it's like, crazy. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
But man. Yeah.
So you loved it?
Oh my god, so good.
We want to know if it changes the order on your top three of all the Marvel films.
Probably. It probably puts it...
Because I figured your top is Winter Soldier, the first Avenger, and then the Avengers.
No, actually. It's actually... would be Winter Soldier, then Guardians.
Oh, okay. Because
it made me laugh.
Good, okay,
a lot.
Good.
And then this is the new one.
That's respectable. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then every spot after that is filled with Captain America, the First Avenger.
Ah.
This sucks. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. Little tidbits. So, did you guys figure out who that lady was that was Hawkeye's wife?
No.
She's Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hilarity.
She got old.
Time happens.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, she didn't get old. She became a mom.
Man, I remember I had a huge crush on Velma in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was always more of a Daphne man.
I was always on the Buffy side.
No, I'm not a Daphne man.
What?
I took you for more of a Fred guy.
A what?
Fred.
The ass guy? Damn.
That ass cut.
Now, one of my dad's business partners...
Looks just like Fred.
...had an ascot for a while.
And he loved it.
So whenever I saw him, I just called him Fred.
Oh.
And he didn't get it?
He didn't get it for a while. And I was like, yo, Fred, where's Scooby? And he's like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say? I'm sure you guys said it covered everything. It was good. It was very good. I didn't expect the Vision to be there. That's the big thing.
I expected him to be there. It's an Ultron movie.
I didn't know. So, yeah.
The Vision.
Yeah, I'm excited for all the Infinity stuff. I'm glad it's coming out in 2019, so I will be, like, 29?
I'll be 29.
No, I'll be, like, 32 then.
31?
31. Damn.
Old fucks.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll have kids. I wonder if this will be the first one we'll bring our kids to.
No.
Nah. We'll probably be
single. Even if we had kids now.
Yeah.
I mean, four maximum.
I feel like I would have, like, a sweet Corvette and a dog in the side seat.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, wouldn't that be too slow?
You'd have those minivans.
Oh, of course. Full of kids.
Full of kids.
Yeah.
Full of Filipino kids because you married your Filipino nurse.
Oh, correct. But yeah, man. Yeah, it was a good movie. I mean, what more can I say? It's an overall good adventure. I think it's better than the first one.
I disagree, but okay.
I also disagree.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I liked it because there's no need for any more setup. It's just like, okay, the team's set and we're good.
The team set as the new Avengers get introduced. Yeah.
No. I mean, like, during.
Oh, okay.
Not in the end, but, you know. Yeah, the new Avengers is, I, like, put them side by side. I'm like, wow, they're lacking a lot of power in the new ones.
I got Vision.
I mean, like,
well, to be fair,
Thor versus the Falcon isn't really, like,
no, you know. You're right. But they got Vision, and who knows if Scarlet Witch can just be whatever she needs to be.
Yeah, exactly, but, yeah.
But yeah,
cool.
The only thing I want to say about my second time seeing it was I saw it in IMAX this time. I would rather do IMAX than D-Box any day of the week. It's more my preference. My problems from last week, they kind of petered out. instead of trying to absorb all the density of information, it was easier to follow.
Yeah,
I think my main problem is still kind of Ultron. It was a bit of a letdown.
He wasn't as maniacal as I thought he'd be.
Yeah, I was thinking about like that first trailer when they do the Pinocchio thing. It's like, oh, that's scary.
There are no strings on me.
But in the movie, he's not scary. He's
a jokester.
Yeah.
He's wisecracking.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I kind of wish you were that scary maniacal robot.
Whatever, man. We got that upgrade. I told you. That was some mind-scarring shit when he ripped through his old self and revealed his new steroided self.
That was cool. That was so cool.
Yeah. What a waste, though. You could have just, you know.
Yeah, but that's how you make an entrance. I would do it.
Yeah.
Rip through your old body.
And he was in his own factory, so he just rebuilt it.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat fatality, yourself.
Yeah. All right, that's it for a little introduction on the Age of Ultron, whatever. Picks of the week time. Hey, guess what, Flavin?
What?
I don't have a pick of the week.
Me neither.
Anthony, fill out the section.
Of course, because you had to anyway.
Slow news week.
Are you sure you can't get another one?
Just to fill the whole group? Get a third one in there.
We know you have one.
Yeah. I don't have...
Guys, fine. The hipster scene.
I just got two quick ones. So one is from Kotaku. I like speedruns. Speedruns are cool. So this guy did an interesting run where he beat both Mega Man X and Mega Man X2 at the same time with one controller. So one controller is controlling both games at the same time. And then he beat both games in like 3 hours.
Actually, I think I was watching TJ do this, like, or watch this, like, a half an hour ago.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah.
That was awesome. It was really weird, just because, like, he would manipulate levels, like, in the one game. Like, so he'd just run into a wall, so in X1, he'd run into a wall in X2, so that in X1 he can get down on a long corridor and stuff, and, like, super weird. But it's like the most unique speedrun, or just run I've ever seen. And then the next one's kind of dry. It's a GDC talk, Game Developers Conference talk. It talks about level design in Counter-Strike Go, the new one, and how they try and make levels to allow for not just fair competitive play, but also player creativity and player skill, and just how everything from little pieces of geometry where you can manipulate them to jump onto things, or even the skybox around the level, to use that to help players line up shots or line up bouncing grenades and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just how much of a stuff you would think is kind of like an oversight by them, but really they actually thought of it. So like there are certain ledges in certain areas you can't get to unless you boost on top of another player. So a player will be crouching on a wall, and then you jump on top of him, and then he boosts you up, right? Stuff like, it's like, oh, I can't believe they totally forgot about this, right? But actually it was put in there specifically for that reason, to allow for more creative play and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, it's a half an hour video. It's pretty interesting, but the thing is, it is a game developers conference. There is no showmanship to this. It is just straight cold facts by people who program for a living. So it's not the most fun to watch. Right. I listen to it more like a podcast than anything. But yeah, that was on Kama Sutra.
Interesting.
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was really cool. But yeah, that's it.
Cool.
Slow news week.
I mean, also, this when you guys recorded yesterday was Mother's Day, and we hope you all greeted your mothers. I just want to thank my mom for crashing into the planet and almost destroying it, and me having to get my super long sword to, like, cut you free and, you know,
Good for you.
Do you get the reference?
Yeah, I retweeted it on Twitter.
Do you get it, though?
I retweeted it.
Do you?
But do you
get it? It?
It's Cloud, right?
We get it.
Because you haven't played this game.
I have played it. I played it for like a good 2 hours.
Oh, speaking of Final Fantasies, so my little brother today, we'll go shopping at Walmart, puts a game in the cart, and he's like, I'm gonna get this. My mom likes it. Fine, get it. It's Final Fantasy X and X2 HD.
Good for him.
And I told him to put it back.
Why?
I'm like, you have so many games to play. Like, you're not ever gonna finish any of these. He's like,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right. What's the regular retail price on that?
40.
Yeah. It's 20. Is that a steal?
Well, it's going on sale because there's a PS4
version. Yeah, the PS4 version.
Yeah, and that again, like, how many times is it going to be released?
It's the re-release of the re-release.
At least 4 more times.
This game just...
Oh, they're not going to put it on the Vita, so they can't come out there. Or maybe on Nintendo consoles.
Man, so, like, 8's never going to get any love.
No.
No. Sorry.
From 5 to 9 is never going to happen.
Well, 7 is.
No, that's... Well, if you want another PC port... Then sure.
No, I mean, someday they'll need to print money, right?
I think Square Enix came out with, like, an official statement saying that the interest is very vocal by a vocal minority, and that if they really wanted to make it, the assets and requirements it would take for them, it'd be too big of a risk for them to actually do it.
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
That's what they said. That's what the company said. So that was the company line.
I don't think it's a vocal minority, and I don't think it's going to be as expensive as they're saying it is.
Yeah.
I'm just quoting what Square told you. What Square told the internet.
I thought you were going to say what Square told me. That would have been hilarious.
Square called me up on my personal bat interview. Phone. And my bat phone.
Yeah. Cool. Something came to mind. Oh, yeah, that's right. So Digimon Try.
Is it out?
So that's supposed to come out this spring, right?
Yeah. Pushback.
There was a little bit of a delay. They put out a teaser trailer in the release day on May 6th.
Okay.
And the trailer is old Ty, or high school Ty, high school Matt, and they're staring at each other's eyes, and Digimon are fighting in the background.
Yeah.
And then I think the rumored was it was going to be delayed till July. Release date says November 21st. So... That sucks.
Wow.
Yeah. So this Christmas, Digimon's back.
Yay. Are you actually excited?
I'm really excited. On the other... But I guess that's fine. I mean, we still have Dragon Ball Super this summer, so...
Mm-hmm.
There's that to look forward to.
Man, just blast from the past, say? Like, it's gonna be so much fun.
Is it, though?
Anime scene saw what video games were doing, and they're like, we could do this.
But is it gonna be fun?
I mean, do you remember all the old Digimon, like, all their evolutions and stuff? Like, man, I want to see those again. It's sweet, sweet HD, bro. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see Biomon.
What's that?
It's the pink bird.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, that one. And that sweet...
What was the cactus?
Sweet walrus.
Right.
Who was the bad guy in the second season?
You know who had the ugliest one and the scariest one? Izzy.
He had the
bug.
Yeah, and the Kamen Rider Mon.
Like, yeah, but like it had like that weird mouth. I was like, oh, that's actually super scary. Yeah, yeah. God.
I think Mimi had the ugliest one until it like mega evolved into the like the princess flower thing.
No, man, that's ultimate.
Whatever. What's the mega? Does she have a mega?
No.
Wasn't it Matt and Ty the only ones that got the crests?
Yeah, because they got the mega forms.
Because they did the side quest to get that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, good for them.
Mm-hmm. They were the leaders. They're like Tony Stark, Captain America.
Yo, Skull Greymon or what? Is he coming back?
I hope so. He was cooler than Super Greymon.
What was the one in the movie where they fused together?
Oh.
Is this the trailer you're talking about?
I don't know, actually.
They're just showing all the characters, actually, like one by one.
That might be a different video, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like 3 minutes.
Yeah, the one I watched was only like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I thought you were talking about.
No. Their fusion form? I think it was Omegamon.
Omegamon, okay.
Or Omnimon.
I think it's Omnimon.
Is it Omnimon?
Yeah. Man, do you remember when, like, what's-his-face turned into... What is it? Patamon turned into Angemon? And I was like, wow, this guy's way more powerful than all the other champion forms.
Yeah, at his just, champion like, form, he was he
just, like,
form.
Yeah, he just, like, OHKO'd that one dude, Devimon.
Yeah, then became an egg again.
Yeah.
That
was his problem. He can only do that once.
And then
he does it a lot later, right? I mean, he
controls it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but by that point, he's still weak.
You know, they're the only character. That's the only TV show to make me scared for the main characters. When they introduced that whole thing with the Piedmon and the cannon guy, the Hydra with the cannon in his head, and like that Nutcracker guy. Like what were their names? I forget them.
I only remember Piedmon and Machine Dramon.
Yeah, those. Like when they introduced that whole line of characters, those were I was actually scared of for the characters because they looked like they were super powerful.
They look scary. Like, as a kid, I was like,
these. But, I mean, they also, like, just randomly killed other Digimon, which was, was, like, crazy to me, right? So I was like...
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, right? They just went around just killing everyone.
And then Matt took off.
Yeah.
He little wolfed it.
I'm gonna go join a band. And he left.
It's like, listen, I got my Mega Form. Peace.
PC?
And he hopped on Metal Garurumon and took off.
God, so awesome.
Yeah, he was my favorite. Oh, so good, man.
But I mean, let's talk about the best one, the next season, with that guy with the flame Drumon and stuff.
Oh, Vemon?
Yeah, Vemon. He was actually pretty cool, too.
Vemon.
When he got the golden armor, it was pretty sweet.
Sorry, no, that's when I was like, yo, fuck Digimon.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was like, G1 Digimon elitist. I'm like, I don't want this Generation 2 Digimon.
No, you gotta be the Digimon Emperor. You know, Vince used to walk around school with glasses and the cape. And the
face. I wish.
Okay.
So you don't?
Yeah, he does.
High school you doesn't wish that.
Yeah, but current me does.
I wish I could go back, man.
Change it all for the worse.
Give myself a cape.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm excited for all that.
Yeah, no, it's,
But, TG's still holding his breath for a Samurai Pizza Cats.
Remake.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd be awesome.
Hey, man.
Never happening, but, yeah.
Yeah. That's TJ's number one motto. He's like, I'm into fitness. Fitting this whole pizza in my mouth.
Like that.
Oh, God.
Speaking of which, my friend recently signed up for the gym.
Okay.
He signed up. I don't know if he actually signed up or if he was just going there for the first time in a while.
Okay.
And he walked in, and right in the middle of the gym thing, they were giving away pizza for free.
What?
Oh, what gym is this? Oh, he lives in...
That seems counterintuitive.
He lives in the States, in New York.
I heard one of the gyms in LA did that.
Yeah, and I'm like, and he's like...
It's a weekly thing,
too. Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing?
I believe that, like, pizza is, like, one of those foods that, like, they actually want you to eat. Like, apparently has everything? I don't know.
It does.
Yeah, man, it's got carbs.
It's just you
it's
can't
got
eat
protein,
a whole pizza.
It's got dairy. It's got vegetables if you want.
Yeah.
It's got earthang.
So, like, my problem with pizza has never been the... Like, it's super bad for you. It's the question of, I've ordered a pizza. I know I can eat the whole thing.
Exactly.
Should I? That's always been my dilemma.
The answer is always yes.
But you know the right answer is no.
But it... No, the right... But, I just said it. The right answer is yes.
That's why I can never order pizza. Even, like, the $5 Little Caesar, like, that pizza, it's like, that's even harder because I know I can go through that.
And it's $5.
You know what I really love? Chicken wings.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
And I can eat them forever. And I get fat.
Depends on the sauce.
I actually like mine dry.
Yeah. For me, it depends on the sauce.
Because, like, it's all sticky and stuff. I don't want to deal with that.
Sticky?
Like, yeah, because when you have sauce, you have sauce in your hands, right?
Yeah, but it's not, like, sticky.
Yes, it is.
It's
what?
Just wet.
Like, no, it's sticky.
Are you crazy?
It's like I got...
That's because Anthony's, like, licking his fingers off his bone.
It's like I got Vaseline on it.
Oh, that's gross. That's not...
So that's oily, then.
That's actually no, it's
depends on the sauce.
That's weird.
I don't know you guys. I ate my wings with a fork and knife, so whatever.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
I love it.
I don't even have that problem.
Do you eat that? You eat your pizza with a fork and a knife too? That's ew.
You're
gross.
So funny.
You're
okay, so,
less of a person now.
So I'm going
you're like
to
half a person.
I'm going to Grand Prix Vegas in a couple of weeks, and my friend signed us up to go for a meal at one of these fancy restaurants that have like 4-course meals and like it's like foie gras and all these random ingredients that I can't actually name. And it's very expensive. And, yeah, I feel like I'm going to embarrass myself with this thing.
Just ask for a truffle.
Just burp really loud.
No, just like, just ask for a truffle. I'm pretty sure there's truffles in the menu.
Yeah.
But I just don't know, like how to eat, like,
you didn't fancy... take an etiquette
course? An etiquette course? No, I did not. I have not yet.
What's the,
surprised you didn't take one
which one's the salad fork? Is it the long one or the short one? I forget.
I think in most times it doesn't matter because they serve you... the way they serve your meals is in accordance to how it's laid out, and you always pull from the outside in.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's a good place, they'll have it set up in the right way, and you won't have to make that choice.
Yeah, well, I'll probably, you know, mess it up, you know?
Well, yeah, because you eat with a spoon.
I eat with my hands because I'm Filipino, so chill.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot
chill,
you were above utensils.
So, I mean, this is one of the ones that I'm going to be eating. Cream of butternut squash, amaretto nutmeg marshmallows, and mushroom...
Marshmallows?
Duxelle. What is Duxelle? I don't even know what that means.
Did you say amaretto marshmallows?
Amaretto
That's
nutmeg
not even a
marshmallows.
Meal.
This is one of those places where they give you a really big plate for and a really small portion of food.
What is it?
And then a bunch of sauce.
Okay, Vladimir, you're going to hate this.
I don't know if I'm going to.
No, you're going to hate. Like, you're going to be like, that was delicious, but let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be delicious even. Like, I don't even know if I can appreciate the food.
Just don't wolf it down.
Foie gras au torchon.
Taste it.
Toasted brioche, Washington wild huckleberry, and port coulis.
That sounds good.
What is that even? What are those things? One of them sound like a place.
Sounds like off-brand Kool-Aid.
See, I don't know what to do about this. Hopefully it's fun, though. Yeah, one of those sounded like a place.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. Fancy food's weird.
Yeah.
Is there any escargot on there?
Yeah, probably. One of them is Wagyu beef, and it's an extra $150 on top of your meal.
Do it.
And you got it, right?
Oh, no. 100%? Can't afford that shit. Wagyu. Wags.
All right, Levin, since you're continuing talking, what's been new? What's your week like?
Well, I didn't attend last week because I went to Grand Prix Toronto. I went there with my buddies, and it was actually quite awful to get there because one of our highways was closed to get there.
Oh, the Gardner was closed.
The Gardner was closed.
Yeah, that's right.
And oh, man, was it a disaster.
That must have been awful.
Yeah, getting there and getting home.
Did you guys have to take the lakeshore?
Yeah.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, driving in Toronto is already bad, but like, the things that were happening that weekend were the Manny Pacquiao fight. There was also, what is it? The YouTube Fest.
Oh, yeah.
It was
busy.
Yeah, there was also a marathon.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, and the Grand Prix. Huh. So like, that was a lot of stuff going on that weekend. So.
Damn, fun.
So finding parking, luckily we found one that was like $12. That was pretty good.
Find that green pea. That's what you gotta get.
It actually wasn't. It was actually like in a hotel or something. Man. Yeah. I use standard, which is I'm not very good at. So I went 4-3, but
I'm not very good. I got a winning record.
No, actually two of those. So because I won a PTQ and I went to the Pro Tour, for every Grand Prix that I attend, I have 2 free wins immediately. Every time.
But you earn those wins.
No.
You earned them.
You know, people have to actually play other tournaments to win 2 wins for the next Grand Prix. I just get 1 every time.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty sweet. Pros get 3 every time. So you don't really face really good people until like round 3 and up.
Oh, okay.
So I always have 2 wins, but if I want to maintain that 2 win every year, I have to attend a lot and like rack up a lot of points.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm attending so many of them. So I only realistically won 2 and I lost 3. The next day I signed up for an actual like sealed event, which was like no buys, just, you know, you try to make it into top 4, and then when you do that, you do another draft with 8 people from another 4 people from another tournament. You pull them all together to make an 8-man draft, and then if you win, you get to go to Wizards of the Coast and like have a tournament there. So you get to visit, like, you know, they fly you out, you get to visit their office and stuff. One of my buddies actually won it, so that was actually, he won it before, not the current one.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty fun. But yeah, it was quite crazy because there were food trucks there, and they were selling bottles of water for, like, $4, and, like, a grilled cheese was, like, $10.
Welcome to Toronto.
Yeah, but, like, weekend. If no one sold coffee, I feel like if they sold coffee, they would have made a killing. I actually went into the Toronto Convention Center, which I've never been to.
I don't know, man. $4 for water is pretty good deal.
Yeah, but more people wanted coffee than water.
Oh, really?
Because there was water fountains around, so you could
fill them. Oh, you just cheat the system.
Yeah, there was actually, yeah, I've never been to the Toronto Convention Center because I've never been to Fan Expo. Have you guys been to Fan Expo?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been once in
a while. So, like, yeah, that place is huge.
Yeah.
So I heard that during Fan Expo, all that's just filled up.
Yeah.
Just packed.
Yeah.
Full of bodies, full of booths.
Full of BO?
Yeah, full of, actually, not that bad.
The ceilings are tall enough where it
just
really
escapes.
A problem. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Yeah, but I've never been in there. Now that I'm there, like, yeah, it was quite large. I have a funny story. I actually drank coffee for, like,
first time,
the second time in my life.
Why?
And I forgot that it was a laxative. So I stayed a lot in the washroom. So much that I missed I missed the starting of the round that I was in. And I got there, and I immediately was handed a game loss.
Oh.
Because I was late. What do I do to the guy? Beat him 2-0! Oh, you had no chance to catch up. So I lost 1.
Yeah.
I won the next one.
And
I won the next one.
So it wasn't a round loss. It was just a game loss.
It was just a game loss. Okay. So I beat him for the whole exact round. It was pretty funny. He was, it was funny because he read one of my cards. He actually took it physically and read it.
Okay.
Put it back down. He played a card that let him search for any card. It's a pretty powerful card.
Okay.
He tried to play it on my card. It said, destroy a creature with flying. And I'm like, my card doesn't have flying. He's like, you picked up the card and read it. And it's, it never said flying. He's like, oh, are you serious? Like, look, there's clouds in the background. Doesn't he look like he's flying? I'm like, absolutely. But he still doesn't have flying.
He's and walking he's, on those clouds.
And he's like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, you're just dead now, right? He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm just like, this art.
Yo, tournament.
If this card didn't have this art.
Camouflage, man.
Yo, so sick. Because he was like, oh. He's like, yes, I got this guy. This guy's dead.
Nope.
It's like, yeah, it doesn't have flying. There's clouds in the background, but whatever, man. Yeah. Like, he's just chilling on the ground. So, yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, actually, the top two players in that draft or in the finals of the main event were Torontonians, and they actually one of them won it. And yeah, it was his first Canadian GP win. And yeah, a friend of mine actually was the guy who came in second, and he borrowed a card off me, so contributed to it. But yeah, he came second, so that was really cool. So, but yeah, overall it was a good experience. It was pretty well run for the most part. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Vegas because, I mean, their capacity at this one was like 1,000 people. They already have 8,000 signed up for Vegas. So much that they had to like split the tournament into two tournaments. So there's going to be two tournaments happening at the same time.
Magic's big right now, too.
Huh?
Magic's big right now.
Yeah, I mean, for this weekend, for this Modern Masters release, there's going to be one in Europe, one in Chiba, Japan, which is already sold out, and then one in Vegas, and happening the same weekends.
Wow.
So then, like, there's three simultaneous, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. Like, I mean, this is, like, one of the most expensive, like, sets, because what they've done is they've taken a lot of the staples from all the big decks and put them into one, like one set.
Mm-hmm.
So every pack is like $10 and the regular price of a pack is $3. So it's more than triple the price.
Wow.
of a regular pack. And we're going to be playing it with six of them at a time. Right. So like,
but this is the one with all like, they re-released all the good cards.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, isn't like Dark Confidant in this deck?
Yeah. So it's Goyf and stuff. Okay. But like, I signed up for two tournaments already for when I'm in Vegas besides the main event. And it's $95 per event. Dang. It's nuts. So
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's gonna be a lot of money in the weekend, but hopefully I'll get enough product and stuff that like I can like kind of make it back when I sell the stuff. But we'll see how it goes. Yeah, it's gonna be hopefully a lot of fun. Hopefully. Doing a lot of prep work now to like see how the drafting is gonna go and like what are the archetypes and stuff. So hopefully that prep, because I won't be able to play it until I get there. So it's only gonna be like one weekend and then I have to fly out. So I don't know what's gonna go.
Gonna do a lot of testing.
I can't. That's the thing. It's too expensive to test.
Oh.
I can't just, like, get X amount of people together.
Just take out a loan.
Yeah, I there's going to be a pre-release the week before, so I'm going to attend as many of those as I can. But, again, that's, like, $60 per
tournament. Do you ever proxy anything? Or?
I can't proxy the... Like, because the tournament I'm going to go to is all sealed and then draft.
Yeah.
So I can't proxy, like... I don't know what the
print. Oh, you can't make like fake decks or,
well,
or
I can't,
fake boosters, I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how to make the print run. Okay. I don't know the print run. I don't know what's going to be the pack look like.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know how to do that.
That's
so,
balls.
Yeah. But all the packaging now is recyclable, so. It's all cardboard. It's weird.
What?
Yeah, the packaging now, it's not plastic anymore for this set. It's all cardboard.
Cool. Is that a thing going forward?
I don't think it's going forward. I think it's only for this thing. Hmm. But it's really cool. I mean, the problems that are going to come up is, like, how am I going to find my friends? How am I going to find my seat? Because there's going to be, like, 8,000 people playing Magic, right? So I have to go from seat, like, 26, and then I lose my round. So go to seat 885.
To do a jog.
Yeah, I just got to run.
Get on your bike.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to give you a number, like a marathon runner.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Tell me how many butt cracks you see.
Oh, it's going to be a ton. It's going to be hot there, too, so.
You're in a desert.
I am in a desert.
In the summer.
Yep. So
are you gonna go back again for Evo? Take a brother?
No.
Is that the following month?
July, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's actually not that expensive to go to Vegas. I was expecting it to be a lot.
Yeah, man, they want you to spend all your money at the casino.
Yeah. It's only like $700 per person for a flight there and back in 7 days.
Jeez.
Cool.
And yeah, so it's not that bad. I mean, I have my own bed and everything, but I prefer to sleep on the floor anyway, but
oh, that's your hotel, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that all-inclusive? No, it's not.
No, I mean, I still have to pay for my food and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And all that kind of jazz, so. But yeah.
But continental breakfast. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. It's been my week. A lot of magic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of magic.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at the show notes and I think Anthony's going to talk about video games and stuff, right?
I'm talking about manga.
Manga.
Manga. Manga.
Mangas?
All right, then we'll save you to the end.
Okay. Oh, boring stuff for the end.
No, because I have nothing to say for my week. I didn't really do anything.
So is this it? Is this your week that you just said nothing and now it's going to
be? Yeah, that's it.
Why haven't you not done anything?
I just haven't done anything.
It's been working. I haven't done anything new.
He has a secret plan.
Like, anything, like, new to talk about. Like,
yeah, like, I haven't done anything new to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, guys. Guyses.
No.
He has probably done a lot.
No. The only thing I did was I bought a bike. That's great. And that's it.
Oh, I watched Pacific Rim again. Man, good. That movie is so sick.
Yeah, what about that when he takes that sword out of his spine, though?
What are you talking about?
When he goes into space and he takes out the sword and then he cuts the thing. Pacific Rim.
Who's this guy?
I know.
Who invited this guy?
I don't know.
That's Pacific Rim.
Specific Rim?
It's Pacific Rim. It's Pacific Rim.
What guy does this?
The robot. The pterodactyl thing flies him up into space and he gets cooled.
She!
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's a girl who does it.
Same thing.
No.
God.
No, they're linked. They're one.
No, she's more.
They went into the rift.
Who's the one that says, for my family?
Did you say the rift?
The rift? Is it
over.
The rift?
It's over. It's
what's
over.
It? What is it?
Oh, I hate you so
the
much.
Drift? What is it?
It's the drift.
Oh, okay, whatever. Oh, I didn't miss the D. I missed the letter.
How could you, of all people, miss drift?
Because I wasn't thinking about Tokyo. Cars. I wasn't thinking about a car at the time. If you want me to quote Tokyo Drift, I'm all over this, but... Is it my turn, though?
Go.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been reading UQ Holder.
Can I guess what this is?
Sure.
Is it about UQ Holder?
Yeah.
Buy pillows.
No.
Is this about, like, some performance cuff holders for your cars?
No.
Mm. I'll try again later. I'm still going to say body pillows.
But I'm going to say what it is. How can you...
Okay. Go.
What is it?
It's a shonen series by Ken Akamatsu. He made...
Because I'm going to know that.
He made Love Hina. He made Negima.
Never seen any of those.
And so this is a pure shonen series about immortality, pretty much. It takes place in the same... universe as Negima, but it's 70 years later after that series. It follows the one immortal character, Evangeline A.K. Really? McDowell. She's a vampire.
Okay. Hunter.
what? She's a vampire, and the main character, Konoe Tota, he pretty much wants to save his... He's, like, in a precarious situation, like, trying not to spoil things. And he has to like, drink Evangeline's blood, and then he becomes immortal and saves his friends. And so it starts, and then he learns that there are a whole bunch of other immortal people like him, and that there's different types of immortality. So with vampirism, it's like you don't age, but you can still die by, like, getting decapitated or leaving, or, like, getting your heart ripped out and stuff like that. And there's, like, weird rules with vampirism where, like, you can't regenerate limbs if the limb that got lost is still alive and functioning. So, like, one example was someone could cut off your arm, trap it in a box, and then throw it in the bottom of the ocean. And then you will never be able to regenerate your arm because your arm is always alive in that box.
Mm.
But there's other ones, like, people, they feel pain, but they don't show any scars. They don't take any damage. There's some people who can create save states and time for themselves. So it's like...
That's just cheating.
Yeah, so like it's like, this didn't work out for me. I'm going to go back to the save state. But they can only have one save state.
At a time?
Yeah, at a time.
Okay.
So it's like, I erase the old one, get to the new one. I overwrite my data pretty much. And it's about these immortal people trying to use their power for good. There's kind of some shady people in it. But so far, that's pretty much what it's been. I'm only 70 chapters in.
Only.
No, sorry, not 70. 70 is how long it's been going. I'm only 35 chapters in. Sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm only 35 chapters in. So that's I think funny. The story's still expanding. But his whole thing
Listen,
is that...
I think after, like, 10, you can't use the word only anymore. Only.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm 35 chapters in. But he wants to help out as much people as he can. He's pretty much, like, the do-gooder, lawful good type person. And he wants to... hone his own skills
to save the world
so that his friends from his hometown, he can meet them because they all have a goal to go to this space tower. It's pretty much a space elevator. And up there is, like, the most talented of the talented people. And they all want to make it. So he has to hone his skills because he's immortal now. So he has to leave his hometown.
Okay.
Yeah. And he wants to
Talented people of immortals up there?
It's not only immortals, but talented people just in general.
What?
You're already mortal. You're talented enough. Get up there.
Yeah, apparently. Jeez. I haven't seen what's up there, but there's some talented people.
I bet it's just a lie.
Yeah, maybe. The fights are really cool. So he's Ken Nakamatsu is really known for like harem stuff, and like when I was younger, I really liked Love Hina, and I really liked the first half of Negima, and then now that I'm older, I hate that stuff, and I like the back half of Negima because it's just all shonen. And then he pretty much took that idea, put it into this manga, and just does stuff like there's like a blind samurai who had this secret dagger technique that teleported some girl to the moon. Mm-hmm. And you can do like fast stepping by grasping the earth and borrowing its power. And then when you stop your flash step, you put the power back into the earth.
Yeah.
And like really dumb stuff like that. They had an arm wrestling battle at one point on the top of a skyscraper, on the top of a 10-story building.
Mm-hmm.
And he arm wrestled them so hard, they went through all 10 floors and split the building in half. And just, like, ridiculous.
Again, Anthony just loves, like, excess.
Yeah, it was... Before that, they showed a picture of the earth because he grasped the earth. So it was like he was one with the earth. And then he just put him through a building.
No room for subtlety here.
No room for subtlety. Yeah, it's crazy. But the thing is, like, everything... It's just power. It's showing powers. Everybody has really unique powers. And everybody has unique weapons, too. Like, the main character, he has a sword that he uses sometimes. But it's, like, a gravity sword with a nozzle on it. Or not a nozzle, with a dial on it. And he can turn up the gravity to make the sword heavier, but only on the sword. And then make it lighter and do stuff. So he can, like, fake out his enemies by, like, dropping it on them, but it's super heavy.
Cool.
Stuff like that.
Cool.
But yeah, I really like it. It's just fast-paced action, just people fighting. And because they're immortal, they can get away with things like just delimbing people and like just straight clear-cutting people in half and stuff. Mm-hmm. But because they're immortal, a lot of people just either they're not phased, they feel it but don't take damage, or they just regenerate stuff afterwards. So it's kind of a good writing out point, I guess. Like, you can have cool battles, but not really have it be that impactful on the overall story if you get an arm cut off.
Right.
You don't have to change the way the whole character is. But, yeah, I like it. I recommend it.
Neat.
It's not like his old stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you read Change 1-2-3 yet, like I told you?
I read, like, half of it, like, a long time ago when you first told me about it, and I just stopped for some reason. I don't know why.
Did you not like it?
I did like it. I just
oh, it's, I forget.
I don't know.
It's not an excess. Sorry, there's no.
It's like, pretty excess, man. That's...
Yeah, but there's no like world ripping.
Yeah, excess is pretty cool.
Yeah,
excess is.
That's how cool. Anthony lives his life.
Excess. Purely through excess.
You and hedonism.
You know what my favorite Kirby All Stars minigame is?
What?
The Karate Chop one. Because when you get it perfect, you can split the earth in half.
Actual?
Yeah. It's the three timing one. You gotta fill up a power bar. You gotta stop a clock in the middle of a circle. And then have these two, what is it, the aiming reticles match up. And if you get all three of those perfect, you just split the world in half.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kirby All Stars for the Super Nintendo.
Nope.
What?
Not a clue.
You know, speaking of things that people cheat at, you know TJ couldn't be beat in Fight Night? Because whenever he got knocked down, there was a mini game he had to play where like you match up like the vision of the person because it's all blurry. You match it together and you get up. Apparently he did it so well, he just can't die.
In what Fight Night?
The very first one.
Oh, that's how it was in the first one, because we played the fourth one.
Yeah, that one's so much harder.
Yeah, that was way harder. Yeah, and that's not exactly what it is.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny.
I could never be beat in the Sandshrew game in Pokemon Stadium.
There's a Sandshrew game?
Yeah, they have a bunch of mini games. And you have to dig. You have to press L and R in sequence.
Yeah.
To make Sandshrew dig, and then when it hits when you hit the bottom, you have a geyser of water.
God, I love Sandshrew.
It's pretty good. Was it Sandshrew or Sandslash? I don't remember. It's one of those. One of the Sands.
Well, they're the same Pokemon.
But other than that, I've still been watching. My Love Story. I've still been watching.
How's that?
It's good. It's fun. It's funny. I like it.
Okay.
It's still cute. I went to an like half an anime marathon because I couldn't make it for the full thing with some of my friends, and I got to see people watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for the first time, and just watch all the reactions of like, "What the fuck? Like, this is dumb," but then also being like, "It's still awesome though." So So that was pretty fun.
Did any of you guys ever watch Gintama?
That's the Ichigo?
That's the silver hair dude.
Yeah. It's like a comedy shonen. And he has like a scooter and a big dog and a...
Oh, I'm thinking something else, yeah.
Yeah. It's like future feudal Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read like 50 chapters of that. That was really funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I heard it's pretty funny, so...
Mm. It's still going. It's like long.
Hmm. Hmm.
It is long.
That's it. I'd like... You guys want to hear about Diablo?
No, but I got an anime that I watched.
All right. I thought you did nothing. You missed your week. Game over. Tune in next week.
No. But I can't remember if I talked about it here. It's called Blood Blockade Battlefront.
Nope. You did not. So, I thought you were going to say Triage X, and I'm like, you already talked
about it. You want me to talk about Triage X some more?
No.
Okay, so Blood Blockade Battlefront takes place in New York.
Okay.
And something happens. Rift to an alternate dimension opens up in the middle of New York.
Cool.
And on the other side of the rift is like aliens and monsters and creatures.
But they all just want to bro out?
They pretty much. So they come into New York. At first there's a bit of conflict, but eventually the city harmonizes and they all live together.
Cool.
Right? But there's also this like mist that's around Manhattan or New York.
Is this the mist that makes the Inhumans?
No, but it means that you can't get in or out.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I think that's what it means. I'm not entirely sure. I can't remember, to be honest.
How?
Anyways, what? Of course, because, you know, aliens and people, there's supernatural crime going on.
Oh my god.
So there's this, there's the police, mm-hmm. and then there's this secret organization.
The Men in Black.
They're called Libra.
Okay.
They might as well be the Avengers. No, I mean, they live in a tower, and yeah, they're a team. You follow the story of a boy, a young shonen by the name of Leonard Watch, and he has the all-seeing god eyes. So when his eyes are closed, he has normal vision.
The frig.
And when he opens them, he can see anything he wants to see.
What? What do you mean by that?
I mean...
Like, can he see, like, I want to see where this person is going to be in an hour.
No, he can't do, like, time manipulation stuff, but he can see, like... I guess he can see, like, other monsters who are not necessarily in our current dimension.
Like, okay, like our plane of reality.
Yes, and he can see other things. He can also see through others and take control of your body.
This is... Man.
This guy sounds OP.
He's a kid, though, so he doesn't really know how to use
them. He just takes control of girls and makes them undress.
Not really.
Still sounds OP.
He's very socially awkward. And there's a girl that he... sort of likes, and he doesn't know what to do with it. Whatever.
He opens his eyes and reads her mind.
But then he joins this Libra group, and they just kick ass, and this show is so cool.
I feel like this is a trap.
No. If you like Trigun, this is what this show feels like.
Trigun's really good.
What's it called again?
Blood Blockade Battlefront.
Oh, interesting.
Triple B?
They have great character names. Like, the leader is Klaus V. Reinhardt.
That's a good name. I like that name.
who else is there? There's a lot of good names. Stephen A. Starphase.
Klaus V. Reinhardt.
Yeah, and he's pretty much the Beast, only with like blood powers.
Stephen A. Starphase. That's a fucking name. Stephen A. Starphase. That's
funny.
Yeah, and they all have, like, different types of superpowers. I believe, I think there's one girl who's, like, she can turn invisible, become a werewolf. One character, I believe there are two people. Okay, I'm gonna just give you the setup for this one episode. So there's this, like, little girl, she looks like a little girl, but she's a woman. She's kind of a bit psycho, and she falls in love with a demon.
Okay.
But she's like, I love your personality, but you're just... ugly. Ugly as fuck.
Like, physically ugly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she sees some picture of another dude. And like that, and it's like a pretty boy. It's like, you are fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
So what she does is to her boyfriend, or the person she loves, the personality one, she takes him, grinds him up into blood, like a liquid.
Okay.
Takes the pretty boy, drains him all of his blood, and puts her boyfriend into that body.
I don't think that's how consciousness works, but okay.
That's how this world works.
Okay.
And so that they can basically have it that she has the pretty boy with the personality of the person.
Of the demon?
Yeah. Obviously, the two victims did not like this. And
what a freak show, man. What yeah. a frig.
And in fact, it turned out to just be the same body with two personalities, right?
Oh.
The blood and the person, who coincidentally they fell in love with each other.
They in the same body?
Yeah.
Weird.
And here's the best part: the blood is actually the symbiote, like Venom.
Huh.
So it's like if Eddie Brock and the symbiote had a
made love,
and they had a good relationship, working relationship, but they look like Carnage.
How do you even hear about this? Or is it another one of your country roll experiments?
It's part of the spring lineup.
Oh, it's new.
Yes.
The manga's been going on since 2009, it says.
Yeah, and it just got an anime this spring.
And it takes a while, to get an anime.
Yeah. It's so cool, though. Like, if you just want something with, like, bleeding style from start to finish, it's really cool.
Where did you see a Crunchyroll?
No.
Oh, okay. You obtained it through other means.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. This one's, I don't know if this one's licensed by anyone.
Man, these names are great.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it looks cool. I read up on it, like, sounds crazy.
Someone's name is just Doghammer.
Yeah, that's a symbiote. That's a pretty boy. Oh, one of the two.
His name's just Doghammer.
And you didn't tell me that he got the ocular powers through losing his sister's sight. Oh, man.
Okay, so his sister's in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
This sounds like...
Pile it on.
Yeah, no, this sounds like Code Geass.
Okay, so it's him and his sister. They're at the Statue of Liberty,
yeah.
Right? And they're doing the tourist thing. And he really desperately wants to get into the city so that he can find a cure for his sister's paralysis.
Okay.
All right? And then God or some spirit comes to both of them and gives them the ultimatum, like, what do you want? And it's like, and I forget what it is, but okay, the God thing says one of you is going to get the all-seeing eyes of God. Who's it going to be? And obviously I didn't know the consequences, but the sister just said for him to take it, because
mm-hmm.
so that he can go.
Okay, that's fine.
And he took it, but what he didn't realize was, yeah, she became blind because of that.
So she's paralyzed and blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
The frig, man. Yep. Stupid anime.
It's so messed up. But it's great. And when they do their attacks and stuff, it does the big block letters like in Kill la Kill.
Oh, okay.
So it's got that
kind giant of kanji.
Yeah. They're like blood technique. Insert random number plus subline.
Over 358 over two days.
Yeah. One of the girls, I believe her name is KK, she's literally just Vash.
I thought you were going to say Slider at the end of that.
The Stampede.
She's Vash with an eye patch.
So he's cool. She's cooler than Vash.
Yeah, and she has dual pistols, and she can shoot lightning.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But she still gets her ass kicked, but whatever.
What? She shoots lightning and has an eye patch.
Yeah, but this show also has, like, vampires and other sorts of demons and...
You know what else has vampires that you should watch?
Tell me.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Ooh, swing and a miss. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. That's what I did in my week.
That was your whole week?
Yeah.
You watched that episode over and over again.
that was the new thing in this week.
Over and over again.
Yeah, over and over again.
Yeah, okay, so speaking of old songs like that,
a short episode.
No, that's a good song, about Over and Over Again, like Tim McGraw. I've been listening to the old music because they put it on our show. Do you remember the song Stan?
By
Eminem? Yeah. Do you guys like that song?
Yeah.
I liked it for
that
a time.
That song with the Dido.
Yeah, I got tired of it. I heard it too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, angsty teen Anthony, of course, heard it a lot.
I did. Because
he listened to it like all the time.
I listen to Eminem a lot.
It's like, this is what he writes to Hideo Kojima.
I bought his CDs.
Wait, really? was this angsty Anthony or is this...
I don't think I ever had an X.
Or is this purebred Catholic Anthony we're talking about?
My God, it would have been way better.
This was me transitioning from purebred to hipster angsty.
Okay.
Because then eventually Eminem was too mainstream.
Right.
And I couldn't listen to anything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, when would he have listened to this?
When was the album that there was the music video where he's in bed with two porn stars?
Oh, two trailer park girls going around here. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
So that album was the last album I listened to of Eminem.
Oh my God, me too.
Yeah, and then I said, it's too mainstream now, I can't.
Yeah, actually, one of his albums I listened to again, it was Curtain Call. That's just Greatest Hits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Which is the one with the Batman and Robin video.
That was the one. Okay. This looks like a job for me, so yeah. Everybody. Yeah, that's
yeah. I think that's the last one everybody listened to.
I liked all his joke songs.
Huh?
I liked all his joke songs.
He had joke songs?
Well, pretty much all of them.
Yeah. For the longest time, I didn't understand the Stan video when I saw it.
first time.
Yeah, it's a deep kind of messed up thing, right?
Yeah.
I didn't understand that Stan and Eminem weren't
the same person.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, like, no, it was a fan time, writing, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't, what?
It was probably the third time I was listening to that album, like, because I listened to it front to back.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Stan, and I was like, oh, snap. He just killed his pregnant wife by driving off a bridge because Eminem wouldn't write him a letter back. That's messed up, man.
Yeah. You guys remember the song Follow Me by Uncle Cracker? Follow me, everything is
all right. Oh, wow, okay.
Right?
Yeah. My mom listens to that a lot.
I also found out that I now know who sang the song The Middle.
Jimmy Eat World. Yeah.
I didn't know that song.
That's a good song. I have that song on my iPod.
For a long time, I didn't know who did that song.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be me. It's going to be May. It's going to be May.
Oh, yeah, but it's already May.
Yeah, it's already
May. It's already May.
Yeah. Good time.
Cool.
Yeah, old school music. So I think it's where it's at right now.
I think our listeners don't know what any of this is.
Actually, some of the people in my work who are like, you know, like 16 or 17, they know these songs.
Hmm.
One of them even started singing along to like Shaggy and stuff. I'm like, what? Were you like 2 and something like that?
If you ever want to feel old, like watch like teens react or kids react.
Uh-huh.
And it's like to things that you grew up with.
Yeah.
So like recently they had a react video where they played teens played Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they thought it was magic, pretty much. They didn't understand how the gun worked with the TV.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know how it works, right?
Yeah, it flashes, and then there's a red dot, and wherever the red dot
is. If the red dot hits the white dot area, yeah. So they're just like, how does this work? There's no sensor bar? Like, I don't understand. And I was like, oh, my God. Crushed. I'm so old.
You know what I feel old? Clueless is 20 years old.
I never watched it. I've never seen Clueless. That's nuts.
And I only recently saw that Saved by the Bell reunion skit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
On
Jimmy Fallon. And I was just like, you guys are old.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'm getting tired all the time now. We're getting old.
Taking naps?
Yeah.
I feel like you've been tired all your life.
Yeah.
You're just now admitting it.
Yeah. I'm always tired. Always. Loud sounds and bright lights. Oh, I can't handle it.
I feel like as soon as I start waking up regularly at 9 a.m., then it's like, it's over. It's just put on a suit.
Vince is holding his hand. No. What went wrong, guys?
We're
going to be young forever.
You got to drink some vampire blood.
We started when we were... Did we start this podcast when we were like 22? You were like 20?
5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 20.
Man, I wonder what it would be like if we met our 20-year-old selves.
I think it's the same. I don't think we've grown up all that much.
I beg to differ.
I think our podcasting skills have gotten better.
I don't.
You think Anthony?
I didn't say a lot better. Ooh, actually, I said better.
20-year-old Anthony v 25-year-old Anthony in fighting games. Who would win?
20-year-old Anthony, because he still practices.
It's funny.
Wait, no. 20-year-old Anthony, I'd win, because I still have residual skills from before, and 20-year-old Anthony still practicing.
I see.
If it was 23-year-old Anthony, I'd get fucked.
Yeah. Very specific time.
Yeah, period. There's a very specific time period where I was at my peak.
Yeah,
that's and cool. Then I just stopped playing because your brother stopped playing, and I was like, I have no one to practice with.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
That's the end of the show.
Is it a short show?
I think maybe.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say we phoned this one in. This is I don't think this is gonna be a good show.
Well, two of us didn't have picks of the week.
Yeah.
But you can write in at tnib.letters@gmail.com.
You don't have to, but you can.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No pressure.
If you're listening on YouTube, just leave a comment, say hi, or not.
We appreciate the comments.
Sure.
But I'm not pointing a gun to anybody's head.
As he points a gun to someone's head.
Yet.
Oh, God, please. Not my head.
Otherwise, we'll be back in another week's time.
Uh-huh.
To enlighten you all again.
This podcast is sad.
With another round of the coolest things in the world.
I'm going to write this down in like a journal. So I think today we had the worst episode ever.
I don't think this episode was that bad.
I think it was bad.
I don't think it was fantastic.
I think it was our weakest.
Well, I think what's our strongest episode? Gymcasting?
Gymcasting was pretty good. Bro Talk was pretty good.
Oh, God.
Bro Talk wasn't even a podcast.
That was a week. That was like 3 months of convincing. It was therapy sessions.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro talk and Jim Cahasting.
Bro talk. Oh my god. That's funny.
We should bring back Jim Cahasting. Jim Cahasting. That was so dumb. That was the dumbest name. I only thought about that because Dirt 3 was coming out.
It was already out. We were playing it.
Yeah, we were playing Dirt 3.
In Vince's room.
And then it's like, yo, we're just Jim Cahasting. We're just freestyling it, you know? And then he posted up that stupid picture of Ken Block's car running through fluorescent lights.
I thought that was perfect.
It was perfect, but it's still stupid.
I thought it was appropriate.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's stupid.
Whatever. Whatever.
Can we end it for real now?
Yeah, it's over.
Okay,
it's
bye. Over.